look, there's everyone. Hey guys, over here.
Yeah, over here. Ty, we've got more.
Welcome back, everyone. I hope you found something helpful.
I did not. Everyone just thought I was crazy.
But aren't you crazy? I mean, you're asking around for a living doll. I'd think you were crazy.
It's not crazy because he's real and I need to find him. On the other hand, it is crazy because no one believes me.
Maybe that makes everyone else crazy.
Yeah, everyone else is the crazy one.
It doesn't matter who's crazy, it just matters if you found anything, which clearly Jake did not.
Yes, clearly.
Great, thanks. Next.
Ooh, I can talk next. I found something.
Yeah.
We found a spooky forest. It was really creepy and I got scared and...
And you found Tobin?
Well, no, but I found something else.
I found the perfect skipping stone and a ghost. But look at this stone.
A ghost? Really? They don't appear to many people. You must have looked rather trustworthy to elicit that.
Really? Well, she seemed like she needed help, and I wanted to do something nice because it makes me feel better, especially when I'm scared, so I stopped to help her.
You just stopped looking for Tobin to help some random ghost that you found in the woods?
Haley, what did you find looking for Tobin?
Nothing but fabric scissors and old thread, but at least I kept looking.
I didn't stop. I told the ghost that we needed to find Tobin.
I was looking while we helped the ghost. Let me explain. So, we were in the woods, and it was really dark.
And cloudy. It was also cloudy.
Yeah, it was super cloudy, and there was fog, and I was kind of scared, but Callus was there, so it wasn't too scared.
And then we saw it, sitting next to a river. It was small, and flat, and smooth, and perfect for skipping across water.
Callus, I love your rock, but I want to hear about the ghost.
Fine.
We were by the river, and Callus was telling me about her rock when I saw a little light coming from the water. It seemed really bright because it was so dark, and...
Bam! Ghost time!
Yeah, there was a ghost right there.
We started talking to it. Hello, ma'am. We're looking for a living ragdoll. Have you seen one?
I haven't seen anything living in a very long time.
You've been seeing us for an amount of time now, so that's a lie.
Are you a ghost? Wait, can I ask that? Callus, is it okay to ask someone if they're dead?
I don't know ghost customs. Can we ask if you're a ghost, or is that rude?
Well, you've already asked, but that's okay. I don't see the point in avoiding the truth. Yes, I am a ghost, and yes, I am dead.
And you haven't seen Tobin at all?
I don't know who Tobin is, I'm afraid.
All right, I think we're done here then. Bye!
No, wait. I need to ask something of you. A favor, for an old soul.
Ugh, how old of a soul?
I've been here a long time. 100 years, I've waited.
I'm twice your age. You're a young soul to me.
What?
Callus, come on. I don't think we're going to find Tobin in these woods, so we might as well help.
At least someone sees reason. Thank you. When I died, my necklace washed up by the shore of the river, just downstream. I need you to deliver it to my sister, Amelia.
Your sister? But you said you waited 100 years. Humans don't live that long. I think she might be dead.
Oh my. I think you might be right. I suppose it's been far too long to do that now, since I feel like the necklace should go to someone. Why don't you have it, for helping me realize that my staying here was pointless after all?
Me? Have the necklace? That's so sweet, thank you!
Yeah, thanks for the necklace. Come on, Kat, let's go.
Callus, stop pulling me! Okay, bye, Miss Ghost, thank you!
Wow, Callus, you sound like a jerk.
Callus just wanted to find Tobin. You're the one that said we should have kept looking. Don't listen to her.
Huh? Sorry, I was distracted.
I said...
Don't worry about it.
Ooh, I had a thought.
Good for you.
Thank you. Ezra, how did your search go?
Oh, well, I didn't find Tobin, obviously, and I don't really want to talk about it.
It wasn't that bad, Ezra. Just because we didn't find a ghost doesn't mean...
Sorry we're late.
Yeah, it took longer to get back than we thought it would.
And I couldn't touch the doorknob, so... That didn't help either.
Why didn't you go through the door? You know, we didn't think of it, you smart ass.
That would have been smart if I hadn't gotten stuck in a door once. I don't walk through objects.
Did you find Tobin?
Lauren, you're back. How was your trip?
It was crazy, actually. Really fun. I forgot how exciting it is to actually go and see all the places my patrons tell me about. How was the shop? Any bad customers?
It was fine. I was the worst customer, easily.
You're not wrong.
It's not like you told me that peanut butter is awful to mix into drinks. And it's not like I ordered 3 cups of peanut butter milkshake with extra peanut butter.
Look, if I refused to make your drink
because it was difficult, then what kind of an employee am I?
A bad one.
Exactly.
At least you can mix in the peanut butter without feeling sore for the rest of the day.
Lauren, did you find? Okay, it was the first day you were gone and Violet walks in, right? Hey, Vi, what can I get for you?
Depends. I'm looking for a milkshake. What flavor do you have?
Milkshakes? We've got the classics. Vanilla, chocolate, strawberry. We've got vegan milkshakes. We got cookies and cream, peanut butter, caramel.
Peanut butter? That's a thing that you can put in a milkshake?
Yes, it is.
Is it just chunks of peanut butter?
No, it's smooth. It's mixed in.
Cool. I'll have one of those.
All right, just take a seat and I'll get that for you.
Thanks. So how is it working in a coffee shop?
Well, it's definitely not what I used to do, but it's fun.
Yeah, I get that. I get a bit bored sometimes being here on Earth, but I really enjoy having time to spend for myself.
Yeah. Have you found a job here yet? I can never remember.
I do a bit of work fixing computers and things, but nothing stable.
Yeah, that's fair. Seems like something you'd be good at.
Being a cyborg definitely helps with that. Speaking of helping, do you need help mixing that? It looks like the spoon is stuck.
No, I've got it. There we go. One peanut butter milkshake for you.
Thanks.
Sorry it took so long. Peanut butter isn't the easiest thing to mix in.
It's not. What's the hardest thing to mix in?
For me? Peanut butter.
Really? In that case, I'll take two more peanut butter milkshakes.
Come on!
Did you drink all of those milkshakes yourself?
Thankfully, no. I handed them out to people who wanted them. I just wanted Ty to know how terrible of a person I am.
I already know. The reminder wasn't needed.
Guys, please stop. I keep trying to talk to Lauren about Tobin. He's the goal, remember? Lauren, did you find him? Did you find anything that could help us find him?
Well, we didn't find him, obviously.
But I found something better. An idea.
An idea? What good is an idea going to do us?
It's a way to find the interviewer person. See, all we have to do is boost Cage's magic. I figured out just a little bit ago, just before we got back.
Lauren, we need to stop. I'm too tired for this.
Cage, please, we have to keep going. You know how much it means to everyone else. Besides, I never get to go traveling.
I'm so tired I can't even cuss. I need an energy drink. That should give me enough of a boost, right? Like a magic energy boosting drink? Do you think those exist? Should I trademark that? I think I should.
What? An energy drink for magic? I don't think a drink could even... Wait, hold on, that's it! That's a great idea!
You were just about to badmouth my idea and now you're praising it? Are you okay?
This is going to find Tobin! A magic boost? I've made those before. Just have to break apart the other one and...
You think it'll work? Like, really work and not tear me into pieces?
Well, I think it could be possible.
I'll pretend you didn't hesitate there. You think it could find him?
Absolutely. No doubts about that. Well, one doubt, and that's you. If you can pick him out, then it should work. It would latch onto magic in the area, then channel that through an object, and bring that object back into our realm. Then you could keep using it to amplify your magic and teleport everyone to the location.
Could we use it to find Luna, too?
Well, it's been 10 years. I don't know if the magic would be strong enough to trace. He could try, but it would probably lead to poor results.
I know, but it's worth a shot, right?
Sure, but let's find Tobin first, while we can still track him.
Okay.
So this is going to be the greatest invention of this century.
As long as it doesn't explode.
It just has to stay intact while we use it. It can explode afterward.
That's reassuring.
And when is the machine going to be done?
Well, on my own it could take a few years. With a bit of help, I'm sure I could get it done in a week or two. Maybe less.
Building montage!
Kellis, that's not how it actually works. You have to actually do with a building.
Let her have fun, Ezzy. We can still listen to music.
Woohoo! Music!
No, wait, stop.
I need to find something from his shop first.
Can we come?
Let's all head over there. No point in splitting up quite yet, especially since I don't know what I need you to do.
Okay, let's all go then.
All right, Cage, what are you gonna grab? There's fabric.
I need his scissors. That makes sense. He does use them for magic sometimes. They should be in the back.
Back room, back room, back room.
I want to see the back room.
Oh, hello. Jake, pardon me, but who are all these people and why are they here? Oh, dear.
Tobin! You're back!
Tobin! Hey, TJB's back.
Yes, yes. Has anyone seen Sir Kualema and his fiancée? I'm supposed to tailor suits for them, and I fear I've been gone for a tad bit longer than expected.
You missed them by a few weeks.
T, you've been gone for quite a while. We just got back from searching for you.
Searching for me? Oh, there was hardly any need for that.
Well, now we can search for Luna, right?
I have a hunch on that, actually.
Hold on a minute. There's still an interviewer going around and kidnapping people. Shouldn't we find them first and stop that before going and looking for someone who is probably either dead or in hiding?
Yeah, that makes sense. Let's start thinking things out.
I've been thinking about this the whole time, and I know what to build. First, we...
Wait, my battery. Let me go get...
Sorry for the interruption. Thank you for listening to Episode 7. This podcast is written and directed and produced by Liliana Conrad and Felix Pazorski. Script, editing, and recording help from Leviathan Radford, and recording help from Ashesimo Conrad. Music design done by Jared Cherney Cohen, and cover art done by Leviathan Radford. Our social media handles and how to support us can be found in the description of this episode. Katie is voiced by Katarina Porn. Alice is voiced by Ryan Maddox-Miller. Bailey is voiced by Dakota Rowe Bailey. Jake and Cage are voiced by Jacob Schwartz. Ezra is voiced by Ari Vanacker. Neri is voiced by Lunatrix. The Ghost was voiced by Error97. Lauren is voiced by Evelyn Boutier. Ty is voiced by Sylvan Koru Tree Barr. Violet is voiced by Billie Jean Radford. And Tobin is voiced by Leviathan Radford. Thank you again for listening, and the next episode will be available in 2 weeks. Until next time.